It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, June 13th. I'm Patricia Naft. Last year, a private jet screamed down Tibet Canyon, reaching almost 300 miles per hour. One of the wings clipped a power line, shearing part of the wing and sending a power line down onto the highway. The cut power line then whipped into a semi-truck windshield and damaged another car. The plane stayed airborne and eventually landed at the Grand Junction Regional Airport. The Daily Sentinel reports that the pilot, Brian Evans, received a punishment from the Federal Aviation Administration, having his license revoked for 180 days. The total cost of the damage is unknown. Colorado ski resorts saw a record number of visitors this past season. 7.5 million skiers hit Colorado slopes last winter. That's according to Colorado Ski Country USA, an industry group representing 21 resorts in the state. Visitation is up nearly 5% compared to last year. Industry representatives attribute the increase to Colorado being a top ski destination, early snowmaking, and favorable weather conditions brought on by El Nino. Ouray County Road 1 might see some change in the future. Residents signed a petition to have almost 7 miles of the gravel road paved. The Ouray County Plains dealer reports the total cost of the project and sustained funding totals to $3.6 million. The money would come from an increase in property taxes, but only some properties along that 7-mile stretch. The petition is now before the Board of County Commissioners, who will start to hear public comments. It's crunch time for the Republicans vying to be the nominee to run against Democrat Michael Bennett in Colorado's U.S. Senate race. The primary race is still wide open, and when the mail ballots are counted on June 28th, each has a plausible shot of winning. Benta Berkland has more.
Republican primary voters have 5 candidates to choose from. And if that sounds like a lot, it's worth noting that earlier this year, the race had roughly a dozen candidates.
I could not pick a front runner. I couldn't even come close to picking a front runner.
That's political consultant Eric Sonderman. He says each brings something to the table. But
there's not a dominant figure in this race.
Colorado Springs businessman Robert Blaha is trying to run a less disciplined Donald Trump-style campaign. Former Aurora City Councilman Ryan Frazier has better name recognition in the Denver metro area and has done well in debates. El Paso County Commissioner Daryl Glenn bills himself as the true constitutional pro-life conservative. Fort Collins businessman Jack Graham is the most moderate. And former state lawmaker John Kaiser has a strong resume and is an establishment favorite.
This is a pretty sleepy primary. As primaries go, all the Republican attention and all the oxygen has been taken up by the presidential race and the weirdness of that.
That's why Sonderman thinks the ultimate winner may only need about 30% of the vote. And the keys to winning?
I think number one is going to be money and advertising. Who can get their name and message out there? Secondly, it will be who has a constituent base of support that they can mobilize.
The candidates tried to work that base during a recent debate hosted by KUSA Channel 9. Presidential politics caused some lively exchanges. Jack Graham came out forcefully against Donald Trump's statement that a federal judge was biased because of his Mexican heritage.
Based upon what he has said, he has lost my support. I've wanted different. I've wanted better. I was offended by what he said earlier about women, about Mexicans, about Muslims, how he handled the David Duke question.
Ryan Frazier also said he was offended and is not willing to back Trump until he received more information. While the other candidates didn't go that far, they still condemned the statement. Colorado State University political science professor Kyle Saunders says the race is especially hard to gauge because of the lack of recent campaign finance figures and polling. But he thinks the candidates will have to do something to stand out from each other.
When political figures take extreme stands or criticize candidates, it does get covered. I would be surprised if it did not get more contentious.
And that's already happening. Daryl Glenn said he wants more details on John Kaiser's military record as an intelligence officer in the Air Force. Here's an exchange between the two at a recent debate in Colorado Springs.
Mr. Kaiser, you have repeatedly stated that you have won a Bronze Star. You've repeatedly stated in each forum that you have personally have kicked in doors to be able to do that. What is on your write-up with the Bronze Star? Does it reference the fact that that Bronze Star was associated with a software program?
Kaiser was awarded the Bronze Star when he was an intelligence officer in Iraq from 2006 to 2007. During the final moments of the debate, Kaiser responded to Glenn's charge that he just sat behind a desk. Kaiser says, in fact, he was personally involved in combat missions.
And we would find the world's most dangerous terrorists typically at night, using the tactical advantage that we would have with things like night vision goggles, and we would apprehend them or kill them. It's pretty simple.
Kaiser has faced controversy over his signature petitions to get on the ballot. One of the people at the company he hired to collect names is now facing felony charges for allegedly forging signatures. Kyle Saunders says that could hurt Kaiser, even if he wasn't directly involved.
How he handled that, didn't have good optics.
But because the primary has largely flown under the radar, any missteps so far may have a smaller impact. Eric Sonderman says despite all the unknowns, one thing is certain. Whoever wins will face a tough race against Democrat Michael Bennet.
Here you have a presidential year, a more potent incumbent, and no one of Cory Gardner's stature or skill set running on the Republican side. If you're in Vegas, you still have to like Bennet's odds.
There's also the issue of Donald Trump and how his name at the top of the GOP ticket will impact down-ballot races such as this. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The results are in from the San Miguel Power Association election. Seats for its District Number 1 and District Number 4 were open on the board. In District Number 1, incumbent Doyleen Garvey won, and in District Number 4, incumbent Jack Siebold also won. Coal production during its first quarter of 2016 was the lowest it's been since 1981. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson reports.
According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, coal production in the Powder River Basin dropped nearly 30% from the fourth quarter of 2015. That's more than in any other region. Demand for coal is down because of low natural gas prices, competition from renewables, and environmental regulations. An unusually warm winter also reduced demand, so companies cut production. But those companies are hoping unseasonably warm temperatures will carry over into summer, boosting demand for air conditioning, and with it, electricity. But the current long-range forecast is for a slightly cooler than average summer in most of the country, which could continue to put pressure on the coal industry. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.